He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the June 30th. This is the last show for the first half of 2014. And tomorrow we begin a new quarter as we reach the halfway point of the year. And Stephen, just like these soccer matches, when they reach the halfway point, what do they usually do at halftime, those teams?
You know, they come up with a new strategy if something's not working, or they figure out a new way to kind of keep going with what they're doing and hopefully pull out a win.
That is correct. You know, if they need to tweak some things, make some changes, reassess where their game plan is at, reassess how they've done during the first half of the year, and then make any corrections or changes that are necessary. And I think that's probably good advice for investors. Now, right now we have the S&P up a couple points to start the day. 1962 is where we're at on the S&P 500. The S&P is up about 6% on the year, as when the market closes today, when the bell rings, we'll be at the halfway point of 2014. The Dow is down 3 points right now at 16,848. We've got the NASDAQ basically flat. Actually, it's up 6 points right now, 4,404 on the NASDAQ. Let's see how gold is doing. Gold is at 1,315. I saw a few gold stocks over the weekend making some noise. I want to go through those stocks, a few of those chart-making stocks, news-making stocks here this week. Crude oil has backed off just a little bit as tensions ease. I don't know about that in Iraq, and tensions increase in Ukraine. The euro's at 1.37, and we've got the 10-year bond at 2.54%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I've also got one of my assistants here.
That's right, Stephen Gunderson.
Stephen Gunderson joins us here this morning, and we're going to take a look at where we're at. You know, I like to step back and look at the big picture of the market, where we're at the current time. It's halftime. Like I say, halfway through the year, you got to take a look back at what has worked, what has not worked. I think it's fair to say, wouldn't you say, Stephen, that it's been a lot tougher year in 2014 than it was in 2013?
I believe it has been. It's taken a while to get something going here.
We just can't really seem to get a new trend underway. We had a trend last year that lasted for 15 months. It was in the small cap U.S. stocks, and it was centered around the biotechs and the drug stocks and the social media stocks. And at this point last year, the markets were up 12.3%. And we're nowhere near that here in 2014. In fact, the S&P, as I just reported, is up 6%. So far this year, while the Dow is up just a paltry 2% so far this year. But having said that, can you argue against U.S. stocks right now?
Not really.
Not really. You can't argue against them. The S&P 500 was at 666 back in March of 2009. And today it stands at 1,962. Now, let's just take a look at the five-year chart of the S&P 500. There it is, right there. Starting there, and there we are today. Can you argue that we are not still in a bull market?
We've been in an uptrend ever since.
Ever since. This is correct. I mean, we had a little bit of a sell-off midway through 2010. We had a little bit of a sell-off late in 2011 as we approached an important election in America, and there was worries about the fiscal cliff. Once we got the election out of the way, we've been pretty much going up ever since. And it's pretty hard to say that this is the top in the market. Now, it may be. Maybe we'll look back someday and say, yep, that 2000 level was the top. But you could have said we hit the top back here at 1400. You could have said we hit the top here at 1500, and you were wrong. You could have said we hit the top at 1600, and you were wrong. At 1800, you were wrong. And now we're closing in on 2000. So in stock market parlance, in technical analysis language, the trend is your friend and it's not over. The trend is deemed to be intact until it starts to roll over. And as we sit here today, I see no signs of this S&P 500 beginning to roll over. And yet we know at some point in time, it's going to be over. The bull market, which is now 5 years, 3 months old, was going to end at some point in time. We know that's going to happen.
Eventually, one of those guys will be right.
Eventually, one of the naysayers, eventually one of the doomsday newsletter writers will say, see, I told you so.
But he already said it 20 times, probably.
Yes, and he said it 20 times in the last 5 years and 3 months. Now, what have I told investors in my newsletter? Week after week, have I ever said during this five-year-old, three-month bull market to run for cover that the bear is around the corner? Have I ever said that?
You've had a couple yellow flags to be cautioned.
That's
right. Cautious, but not ever to get out completely.
Nope, that's exactly right. Now, will there be a time at some point in the future when I'll raise the red flag and say, hey, get out of the water, there's white sharks swimming offshore, and they're approaching, pull in the babies, pull in the children, it's time to really be careful.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be that time.
There will be a time, because I do not believe in being fully invested all the time. I am not a buy and hold type of person. Now, let's flash over to Vanguard. And Vanguard, John Bogle, who's an index investor, whose big Vanguard company is behind, you know, one of the big proponents of staying fully invested all the time in indexes. Will there ever come a time when he'll raise the red flag and say it's not safe to be in the water?
No.
Not a chance. He's an index investor. In 2007, 2008, 2009, when the S&P dropped 53%, he never said, hey, it's time to go to the sidelines. In fact, what do they tell you to do during times like that?
Buy more.
To buy more. They call that dollar cost averaging in at a lower price. I am not a believer in that. I don't know. You know, look at my clients. Look at our clients, Stephen. They start to cry when there's a 10% sell-off in the market. How many of them could sit through a 50% sell-off in the market?
It'd be hard to convince many people to do that.
Yeah, and you know, we'd have to do a lot of hand-holding.
And then to tell them to buy more.
Yeah, and we'd have a lot of people that would be fleeing and going elsewhere if they got hit for 50%. So, you know what? I've never been a buy-and-hold type of person. I watch for various keys to the market that warn me when things are starting to go south, which they will at some point in time. Now, sometimes it's just sector rotation. When the biotech sector went south earlier this year, it didn't drag down the whole market with it, did it?
No.
Obviously not. We're up 6% halfway through the year, while the Dow's up 2% halfway through the year. Instead, a lot of that money left the biotech sector, left the drug sector, and it went elsewhere. And it spread out, and it chased other areas of the market, the transportation sector, the energy sector, etc. And then the biotech and drugs have actually kind of gotten back on their feet and are actually starting to rebound once again. So, you know, money moves around, but there is a time when there's a mass exodus from almost every sector in the market. Fortunately, we haven't seen that since 2008, 2009. But we will see it again. And that's why you want to stay in touch with the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're here every single day. And I know we've been a broken record for the last 5 years, 3 months. But it's like the weather in San Diego. We do have a torrential year every once in a while. And the market has a torrential year. We never take our guard off. We're always looking, scanning the horizon for something that's going to impact this current bull market. And in fact, we're going to go through today the various indicators that I look at and where we stand right now to see if we should be putting up any kind of tornado warnings here on the market. We are the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We will be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I was just looking at a headline on Yahoo that says, Common Sense says look out for a market drop. You know, that's the kind of headline that gets people to click on it. They've been calling for a market drop now for the last over 5 years, and it has not happened. But you know what? These guys are going to keep predicting it, and eventually there's going to be a big market drop, and whoever predicted it at that point in time will be the new hero on Wall Street and the new guru and the one that they'll all want to follow. Okay? And, you know, we go back to 2008, 2009, there were people that predicted that 50% drop in the market. And they've become the gurus for the next several years. The problem was they kept predicting that it would go down further, and they were wrong, and it went up. And now from 660 all the way on up to 1960, 1,300 points later, these people that continue to predict market drops look pretty doggone silly. There will be a market drop at some point in the future. And there will be another bear market at some point in the future. And that's why I'm vigilant here every single day in the market. Well, I had someone ask me once, or send me an email recently, said, hey, Bill, what resources, what do you watch daily to get those clues as to when, you know, this market may be in trouble, or those clues to reassure you that the market's still in good shape? Well, I showed a picture of my trading desk in my newsletter over the weekend. You can get the weekly newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And I showed on the left my laptop, which I'm looking at right now, which has my spreadsheet. My spreadsheet of about 3,800 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, sectors, indexes, etc. I go through that on a daily basis, and I'm particularly interested in the ones that are ranked A- or better. I have those highlighted. And the ticker symbols that I have in white on my spreadsheet are those stocks or positions that I own at the current time. And I'm especially interested in looking at them on a daily basis. So I go through the spreadsheet. It's a 5 to 6 hour process. But you know what? It keeps me on top of the market. I learn more from looking at individual companies during the day than I do by looking at the big indexes and the big averages, because it's a market of stocks. Yes, I know it's a stock market, but it's also a market of stocks. I also have my Twitter feed that I look at daily, and I see breaking news right now coming from the Supreme Court that's pretty significant. And a lot of times I see things before it ever hits CNBC or it ever hits the newswire, because boots on the ground tend to be Twitter people who, when they see something breaking, they send out a tweet. That's also very useful to me, is my Twitter feed. I also answer questions from folks that send me a question via Twitter. And then the charts. My other laptop has those all-important charts. When I'm on vacation, I use one laptop. I use my spreadsheet and my charts. It's not as quick. It's not as fast. It's a little easier to have two. But when you're on vacation, you want to travel light. You know, I can have your charts and your spreadsheet all on the same computer. And I look at those charts, those one-year charts of stocks that are ranked in the top 300 or 400. I look at those one-year charts of stocks that are moving up in rank. It's another thing I have. I have the historical rankings over the last 12 months. Were there stocks moving up in rank or starting to move down in rank? And how do I rank stocks? It's based on their performance and their valuation combined. Those two factors. Not just performance, that's what momentum investors do. And not just value, that's what value investors do. I combine the two. And lastly, I visually look at the charts. And then on my other little tablet over here, which is my fourth screen and device, I take a look at the breaking news wires around the world of anything that might be breaking from Iraq or from the Ukraine or here in the Midwest, wherever, down here in the Southwest and the San Diego, wherever, looking at news, crossing the news wire. And then, of course, I have on my CNBC, which I find to be the most useful of the three stations. But I basically have the sound off looking at the different indexes and stocks going across the screen that I watch. So those are the tools that I use. And what am I looking for? Well, I'm looking for trends, number one. We just talked about the trend of the market, the S&P 500, which is up 6% so far this year, halfway through the year. And as we look at a bigger trend, a five-year trend, we see that the trend is still our friend. And what are we looking for on a daily basis? We're looking for a change in trends. As long as the trend is your friend, no action is necessary, is it? You want to stay with what you've been doing because it's what you've been doing that's got you here over the last 5 years and 3 months. And until that trend changes, you want to ride that trend for all it's worth. And where do I spot changes in trends? By looking at the charts of those trends. I take a look at the trends of the U.S. markets. I take a look at the trends of the emerging markets around the world. India, I look at Europe, I look at China, Canada, Russia, Brazil, Latin America. I also look at the trend of our bond market here in the United States, another very important trend to watch because it's an indicator, it's a leading indicator of where interest rates might be headed or where the economy might be headed. And it's also important for me to try to determine whether I want to have my weighting tilted towards stocks or towards. Okay, we'll keep talking here. So we had a little bit of technical difficulties here today. But we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back, and I'm going to let you know where those trends are right now and where the leading sectors are. The leading sectors in the market are also very, very important to keep your eye on. And I do that weekly in my newsletter. And that is one of the keys to this year's market is being in the right sectors of the market. The sectors tell you where the economy, the areas of the economy that are flourishing. It also tells you the areas of the economy that aren't doing so well. So sector analysis is also very, very important in what I do. And I look at those trends of those sectors every day. That's how I was able to spot that the biotech sector was starting to show weakness earlier this year. And that the drug sector was starting to show weakness earlier this year. And I also saw other areas of the market starting to pick up the pace and assume leadership, especially, like I say, in that energy patch. So when we come back, we'll take a look at the asset classes in the market. We'll take a look at the trends of the sectors in the market and where the sweet spots continue to be at the halfway point of 2014. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we take a big look, a big picture look at the markets here, as we do every week. It's good to step back from time to time and see where we're at, because we know at some point in time the markets are going to change. We've had the wind at our backs now for the last 5 years and 3 months. This all began back on March 9th of 2009 when the S&P was down around 660. And today here we are at 1960, 1,300 points later. And it's still in a bullish uptrend. In fact, as we hit the halfway point of the year, the S&P 500 is up 6.1%. It's very difficult to make an argument against U.S. stocks right now. They're doing a little better than I thought they would in 2014, but they're not doing nearly as good as they did last year. At this point in time last year, the Dow was up 12.3%. Right now it's up 1.6%. That's a big, big differential. So the market, U.S. markets, are starting to lose their momentum, but you cannot argue that that five-year trend is still up. From a valuation point of view, the forward P.E. that I show right now on the market is 18.68. That's the average of the 3,800 stocks that I follow. This is one of the highest levels that we've seen. It's been as high as 19. By contrast, last year, the forward P.E. ratio on the market was 14.78. So you can see that it's gone up considerably. Yes, we're getting into an area of the market where valuation concerns start to arise. And that's why you're seeing a market that's not producing like it did last year when the P.E. ratio was much lower. It's much higher this year. We've either got to get some growth going here in America, or the stock market's going to run out of gas because it won't be able to support an 18.68 forward P.E. ratio. As I said, the Dow at the halfway point up 1.6%. We have the NASDAQ currently up 5.3%. Last year at this time it was up 15 or 16%. Why? Because the forward P.E. of the NASDAQ is also being pushed to the limit. It's much higher than it was at this time last year. It had room to move last year. This year it doesn't have as much room to go. The only way the NASDAQ can continue to soar to new heights is if earnings continue to soar to new heights. And in order for earnings to soar to new heights, you need an economy that is soaring. We don't have an economy that is soaring right now. The first quarter of this year was negative 2.9%. Now they're hoping for about 4% of this quarter that just is coming to an end, just ended. Will we see 4% in the GDP of America for the second quarter of 2014? That remains to be seen. But in order to support these lofty levels of P.E. ratios in the market, we need to see 4 to 5% consistent growth. And right now we're not seeing that. The small caps, which led the market last year, up 39.6% last year, are up a paltry 2.3% this year. Again, I would call it valuation concerns. The P.E. ratio of those S&P 600 small caps are much higher on average than they were at this time last year. In fact, about 30% higher. When an asset class goes up by 37%, that carries P.E. ratios higher. In order for those stocks to continue to ascend, we need earnings growth. And of course, we'll be watching in the coming weeks as these companies report earnings. Some of them will be able to support their lofty P.E. ratios, and many won't, unless the earnings continue to grow. And it's a tough environment right now for earnings to grow at a lot of these companies. It's not a strong economy right now. Look at the first quarter of this year. That pretty much backs that statement up. Emerging markets as a whole up 5% so far this year. Now, some emerging markets have done better than others. You have the leading market in the world right now is India, up 19.9% year to date. And even though it's gone into kind of a sideways trend since the elections, I still think that India offers a good long-term upside potential and a very high probability for a turnaround play there in India. Europe is up a paltry 1.8% so far this year. And China investors have had little to cheer about now for several years. Once again, China is going nowhere. China is down 3.1% so far this year. What did China do last year? Minus 5.1%. This is the second down year in a row for China investors. I have just very tiny little bit of exposure to the Chinese markets. Canada's having a good year. Canada is up 10.1% year to date. Canada is heavily weighted in natural resources and particularly oil, fossil fuels. And if you look at a chart of Canada, it's hitting a new all-time high again today. And I do have quite a bit of exposure to the Canadian market, Canadian individual stocks. Brazil has also got an outsized performance this year. They're hoping for a game changer of an election in October. But Brazil really does not look that good to me. It's up 7.6%. I've pared back my exposure to Brazil. In fact, I don't know that I have any exposure to Brazil other than a bank or two down there. And the Brazilian market has just kind of leveled off for now. The bond market, well, you know, you've got the 10-year bond up 4.3% this year. It has been a little bit of a parking place for nervous investors, especially those nervous about Iraq, those nervous about the Ukraine, and they should be worried about those two situations. They both remain very, very volatile and potentially very explosive. The 10-year bond is up 4.3% so far this year. I just continue to not be that excited, however, about the bond market. Oil is up 12.3% so far this year. It began the year at $94 per barrel. It's currently at $105, $106 per barrel. It's up 12.3%. Energy stocks, as we hit the halfway point of the year, continue to have good inertia, continue to have good momentum, and there continues to be good value there. There's one of the areas of the market that I think that can continue to support the PE ratios that they're at right now. And lastly, gold has made a little bit of noise here recently, and I have my eye on a couple of gold stocks. I want to say Newmont Mining. Let me just take a look. NEM. No, that's not it. Was it ABX? It must have been Barrick Gold. No, that's not it either. There was one. Oh, AEM. AEM. Let's combine the two. Agnico Eagle, that's the one that broke out a week ago. Now, that's about the only gold stock. There's a few silver stocks. And this gold stock, Agnico Eagle, which is a $6.5 billion company, making some noise. It's drawing my attention to gold. But for now, I need a little bit more to convince me that it's time to get back into gold. And as I look at the asset class rankings right now in the market, I still see gold. Well, it has moved up. It's no longer down at the bottom. Gold bullion has moved up, and it currently has a B- ranking. But still, I'm not convinced. It continues to be a market that favors the U.S. market. Absolutely. Energy stocks in particular. Technology stocks, the semiconductor sector continues to do well. The mid-cap value is definitely a year that favors value over growth. Low PE over high PE, that has not changed. Obviously, it's not a year that has the kind of momentum that last year had. But you know what? It's still the best place to be. Stocks, equities are still the best place to be out there. And U.S. stocks, part of that mix, sprinkled in with some of the emerging markets, and I still say it's an equity-driven market. I continue to have 100% of my money here at Gunderson Capital Management invested in equities. And I do have a little bit of cash on the sidelines, maybe about a 10 to 15%, more like a 10%. In the 10% area right now. When we come back, we'll take a look at the sectors of the market right now, because that provides us with another clue at the halfway point of the year whether or not some changes are in order. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's take a look here at the sectors in the market. This is one of the biggest keys to the market here in 2014. The leading sectors. There's 60 different sectors that I track on a weekly basis. And last year, we were lucky enough to have just three or four sectors lead the market the entire year of 2014. That was very, very helpful. Very, very helpful in our investing. And this year, that came to an end in March. You had a 15-month trend in a lot of sectors that were leading the market, that were red hot, and it came to a screeching halt. And, you know, I pointed to two reasons for those sectors to come to a screeching halt. And now here we are a few months later, and most everybody agrees with those two catalysts. The first catalyst was Janet Yellen putting at least a time frame, a potential time frame, on the next interest rate hike. That changed the market overnight from a growth market to a value market, from a high PE market to a low PE market. And what were the leading sectors last year? Growth oriented and high PE oriented. And Janet Yellen brought that all to a screeching halt. Now, it may have been a Freudian slip. Probably was. Planted there carefully. Maybe she thought the market was getting a little frothy, and it probably was. And that brought the frothy stocks. It took the frothiness out of them. And then, like a double-barrel shotgun, the next day or within a day or two, we had Henry Waxman, Congressman, California, take a shot at biotech, in particular Gilead Sciences, and how much they were charging for their miracle cure for hepatitis C. And that shot down the biotechs. That's all it took for the biotechs to go from a screeching, scorching run in the market to a dead halt, to a 25% sell-off. And, of course, that took down other flyers, high flyers, especially the social media and internet stocks, with them. And it was time to move on. And I got caught up in the very tail end of that tremendous sector rotation that took place, and I've been recovering ever since. But we had a heck of a run back in 2013. And then we started looking, once those leading sectors started to falter, we started looking for new sectors that would arise. And here we are just a few months after that big sell-off in those leading sectors. And guess what? The biotech sector's back on top. It has regained its footing. It has based. It's gone sideways, and now it's coming back. And I have a few biotech stocks once again in my portfolios. But I think there's other sectors that look better from a technical point of view. The pharmaceutical sector is also making a comeback. The drug stocks, but they're just about back to their old highs, while a lot of the energy stocks are hitting new all-time highs. To me, that looks much more promising and like a much better area of the market, and that's where I happen to be heavily weighted. Here's some leading sectors in the market. The Dow Jones U.S. energy sector, up about 13% year to date. The Dow Jones U.S. oil exploration sector, as represented by the ETF IEO, another leading sector in the market. How about the oil equipment service sector? The Halliburtons and the Schlumbergers, which are screaming right now, the Nabors Industries. Another leading sector in the market. How about global energy stocks all around the world, as represented by IXC, another leading sector in the market. And don't forget Canada, EWC, which also has a lot of exposure to natural resources in these leading sectors in the market. That's another way to play the energy boom. Those, in my book, are the best sectors. If I were to pick the next best sector in the market right now, without question, it would be the healthcare sector. IYH is my proxy there. Also, Vanguard has a ETF, which is VHT, another proxy for the healthcare sector. You can see that they're hitting new all-time highs. Now, the healthcare sector combines biotech, pharmaceuticals, and also the healthcare providers, the HMOs, the hospitals, etc. And that continues to be a very good sector. Personally, I don't think you need to go much further than those sectors in the market in 2014. That's where I'm heavily weighted. That's where I continue to be heavily weighted. Has it been a smoking good sector to be in? No. I mean, but on a relative basis, it's the best, and I want to be in the best. I don't think you can make an argument that the bull market is in any kind of a risk right now. I think we have to at least wait and see where the second quarter of 2014 comes in at on the economic front. That will be a very, very big report. We'll be getting that. We'll be starting to get that maybe in about a month, preliminary look. See, companies, they get their numbers together real quick, report them. But the U.S. government, they get a pass, and it takes weeks before we know where this second quarter of 2014 will come in at. We know that the first quarter was negative 2.9%. We're looking for 4% in the second quarter. Over the next several weeks, we're going to have a lot better take on where we're at, the individual companies are at, where the U.S. economy is at. But for now, it's really hard to make any kind of an argument that the bull market is still not intact. Valuation is becoming a concern as we push towards 18-19 forward PE ratio. We need growth to be able to support that. There's a big question as to whether or not that growth is still there. You want to stay tuned going forward here by getting the newsletter on a weekly basis at pwstreet.com. You want to download the app, Best Stocks Now. Check those leading sectors. Check those leading asset classes. Check my Twitter feed on a daily basis. And if you don't have the mobile device, heck, it's on the lap. It's on your laptop or it's on your PC at home. BestStocksNowApp.com. One of the few apps that's also available on the PC. And if you are a little disgusted or don't exactly like the money manager you're with now, you can interview us. We're at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.